Could anyone imagine Rocky the musical? The show's creators were not sure about adapting Sylvester Stallone's Academy Award-winning boxing movie for the stage.
If you speak to all of the authors and all of the creative team, their instinctive reaction when first hearing about Rocky becoming a musical ranged from incredulity to plain crazy.
Producer Bill Taylor says Rocky presents a kind of double-edged sword. There's a built-in audience of people who love the film, but they also have expectations. So they'll hear Bill Conti's iconic theme, although the rest of the score is by Tony Award winners Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty.
The Bill Conti music is so associated with Rocky that it seemed inappropriate not to have it in there. Steve and Lim are very gracious about it. They were very well open to it being included, so it's in there.
But Ahrens and Flaherty were able to flesh out the romance between Rocky, the boxer, and Adrian, the shy pet shop clerk who's his girlfriend.
It's only a room, only a chair,
only a half-trimmed Christmas tree.
Can Rocky, the musical, which turns a New York theater into a boxing ring, win over the film's fans? Broadway's a tough business. Only one out of every four shows succeeds, so it helps if producers can present something that already has a brand attached, no matter how iconic. Stacy Mindich says that's one reason she decided to produce the musical version of The Bridges of Madison County.
I think when you are looking at a novel that sold 50 million copies worldwide and a film that grossed, you know, 180 million, which was quite a lot for 1995, I believe it was, that you can't say no.
All my life I have been falling, I have been falling.
The Bridges of Madison County both adheres to and diverges from the book and movie, about a four-day love affair between an Italian-born housewife in Iowa and a National Geographic photographer. Mindich says Pulitzer Prize-winning author Marsha Norman and Tony Award-winning songwriter Jason Robert Brown shifted the emphasis of the story.
Their original take on this is from the woman's point of view, which is rather different from the experiences of reading the book or seeing the movie, because she created this story from Francesca Johnson's point of view, not Robert Kincaid's.
Kissing you now, the waves begin, and evermore.
If one company has experience in adapting films to the stage, it's Disney. The Lion King was a huge success, but The Little Mermaid and Tarzan were flops. The Hollywood behemoth has now turned to its 1992 animated film Aladdin as the source of a new stage show. Creating flying carpets is not too hard to do these days on Broadway, but making a blue genie who magically morphs into different shapes and sizes might prove a bit more difficult. On top of that, the character was voiced by Robin Williams.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 feet, Sherazade had 1,000 tails. Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails.
There were only 4.5 songs in the film. The stage version has been fleshed out with songs the original writers, Alan Menken and the late Howard Ashman, wrote that did not make the movie. Director Casey Nicholaw says Disney has been very supportive of these and other changes.
It's their property, you know, so they're protective of it in a good way. They're completely encouraging about taking it and making it theatrical, as opposed to, you know what, we just want to put the movie on stage. You know, they're saying, let's make it theater-worthy.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
The challenge is a little tougher when the original creator did not want a typical Broadway musical.
He didn't want to do it himself, but he hates to turn it over to someone, and he doesn't love the composed music that, you know, he likes the real music.
That's Letty Aronson, the producer of the upcoming Broadway version of Bullets Over Broadway. The he she's referring to is her brother Woody Allen, the creator of the original film. Aronson and co-producer Julian Schlossberg say Allen okayed the adaptation when they agreed to use period music from the 1920s for his farce about gangsters and theater types. Whether Bullets Over Broadway or any of these new shows is the one of four that succeeds will be up to audiences. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.